Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs, a program designed to teach you Jesus' kingdom culture and the power to be, do, and have all God has destined for you.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your first time joining us, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. I want to remind you that many are the plans of man, but it's the purpose of God that will prevail. And today, we are very honored to have in the studios with co-hosting with me this morning is my beloved wife, Millicent Hopp. Say hi to everybody, honey.
Good morning, everyone.
Praise God. And our very special guest is Ella Coleman, the visionary of Elevation Enterprises and the publisher of Purpose Magazine. And we want to talk today to you, Ella, about the purpose behind life. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Doing great and just excited about being on your program today.
Well, we're always blessed to have you because you do bring an elevation word every time you come into the atmosphere. And I was just thinking about how the God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believeth in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. Life is very important to God, and God said we would be believers, that we would have everlasting life. So I wanted to talk about purpose behind life. What is the purpose behind life? Why is life necessary? You know, what is the purpose that God has in mind behind life? Do you have an answer?
Let's just deal with purpose first. Purpose is the original, the reason for being, the original intent for something being created. And God originally intended for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. So I say that the original intent and the purpose behind life is to glorify God, to express his righteousness, and to really for us to express his righteous nature, the righteous nature of God, to express our original being, who we are, who he created us to be, because that's an intricate part of who he is. And three, it is to have dominion on the earth and to rule. And four is to live eternally with God and his family in the kingdom of God in the New Jerusalem. That's what I came up with, his original intent for really creating us. He saw us as an apple of his eye, an object of his love, some people that he created from his very own being. He gave us life and breath and all things, the Bible says, and that we are his people, and that we move and we have our being in him. So you know, I think we have to first of all look at, you know, that God is the source of life. And that life is the spirit of God. In Genesis 1:1, it says the spirit hovered over the waters. And then number two, it is the word of God. It is the spirit and the word coming together. When the spirit and the word come together, things happen. And life is happening right now because of that.
Well, talking about purpose, before we even look at the purpose behind life, it's very important for us to understand, because every one of us need to know this from scriptures, that every one of us preexisted before we got here to the planet.
Yes.
The Bible said to Jeremiah, you know, God said to Jeremiah, look, I knew you before you were created in your mother's womb. You know, you existed in heaven, and God allowed you to come here to earth to fulfill an assignment. And so our motivations for living, our motivation for functioning in the earth has to be different than the world's, because the world is blinded to the assignment that they were given, the original intent that God had in mind. And I believe that all of us were created by God, or we were created by God, but sent from God, from heaven to earth to fulfill an assignment. Every single human being, this is why life has value. Even the life that is in the womb, even the life outside of the womb, it has value, because every life was sent to accomplish a thing that God had given them.
But when you look at a seed, you know, you don't see a tree. You see a seed, but you know in the seed is a tree. In the seed is the fruit that it bears. In the seed is everything that God intended. So that seed is indeed everything that God intended for it to be, and it contains every element, everything that it takes for that seed to become a tree, to become whatever it is that God intended for it to be. So life is the same way. You know, life, whether it's in the seed form or whether it actually has blossomed into a full flower or whatever it is still coming from that seed. And so God gives us, he says he gives us life, and he gives us eternal life. That means that we have life forever. You know, and the Bible says, I think it is in in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 18th verse, that things seen are temporary, but things not seen are eternal.
Wow.
So what we see is temporary, but what we don't see is eternal. That's what drives life, what we don't see. That
wow.
spirit that we don't, that we just can't put in a test tube and just test,
wow.
that is what drives life. It can't be totally explained.
Wow.
The only thing that has any explanation for it is the Word of God.
Well, eternity has already begun. A lot of us think about eternal life as something that's going to start when we die and go to heaven. No, the eternity that God's given you for life has already begun. The clock has already gotten started. And so it's important that we use the days and the months and the years to fulfill our eternity assignments and being eternity-minded.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right.
Wow.
We are eternal beings. We are going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the key thing about the gift of life, God, life is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing about that gift is that you can take it, and you can either take it for God's purposes or you can use it in another way, which we don't really want to use it to glorify the enemy in any way.
Wow.
We want to be with God forever. We want to carry out his mandates that he has given for us on the earth. And really, it's not that it's hard. He's given us his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have the Holy Spirit, he says that all we have to do is ask. He said if men and women being of evil many times can just give gifts to their children, God
wow.
says, how much more will I give the Holy Spirit?
Wow.
So God
wow.
wants to give everyone his Holy Spirit. He wants everyone to be born again, saved. In other words, salvation, being
mm-hmm.
able to live forever, being born of the Spirit. God is allowing this to happen because he wants us. He loves us so much. And that, like you started out your program, he gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that all you have to do is just believe on him. And whosoever believes in him, it says, shall have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to understand this is not a complex thing. This is just a matter of them accepting Christ. And if you have accepted Christ, it's a matter of you being obedient to the Lord to live in his righteousness, to exemplify his nature in the earth. And you're able to do that through the presence of the Holy Spirit and through staying in his word.
So we want to be mindful that destiny is about a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that you do counts. When you're going on a road trip, everything you do, the choices in terms of what direction you go, how long you are, where you are, everything that is done on that trip all adds to destiny or the destination. And we're going to take a destiny break right here. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue to talk about the purpose behind life. We'll be right back. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm pleased to have as my co-host today, Millicent Hopps, my beloved wife, and our very special guest, Ella Coleman, the visionary of Elevation Enterprises. And Ella, we were talking about the purpose behind life, and you actually have a radio show called, what's your show called? What's the title of your show?
It's called Purpose for Life.
Purpose for Life, yeah. And tell us about what is it God is saying to you to communicate to your listeners about the purpose behind the life that God's given them.
Basically, that life is a gift,
mm-hmm.
and that we can take and use it the way that God has intended for us to use it,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have to be down and out. We
mm-hmm.
don't have to succumb to the forces of the world, that we actually have a more powerful force that is available readily to us.
Wow.
Each day that we awaken, that we are quickened, we can be quickened in the spirit, that we have power to live this life in victory,
mm-hmm.
and that power is a gift to us, that God has given us power over the enemy. God has given us power to be expressive, to be creative, to have dominion,
mm-hmm.
to control our thoughts, to actually just live in a position of authority in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this truth, what should we do with our lives? You know, because most people just get up, go to work and come home and go to sleep. And they started the rat trap all over again, not being intentional. And that's a word that I really love, being intentional about how we live our lives, not submitting to the elements of this world, beginning to take a position of authority in our life, because there is a purpose behind life.
Mm-hmm. I think us having God as our center source will help us in establishing understanding our purpose. Because if he is our center source mm-hmm. for everything that we do, then our motivations will come from inspired by him. Mm-hmm. Our actions will be God-inspired. Mm-hmm. Our thoughts will be God-inspired. But it's really important that we have God as our source, as our center source, you know, the main source from where we begin, where we function from.
And Ella, what are some strategies that you use to be God-centered in your life, kingdom-centered in your life?
Well, you know, the first strategy is very simple. Talk to God. Just pray. And I think, you know, if we just pray, and it doesn't have to be a long prayer. It doesn't have to be just certain types of things that you do. Mm-hmm. But I think sincerity, going to God in sincerity and mm-hmm. honesty with where you are and how you feel, just putting that out there to God will empower you, because God wants us to be sincere to him. He mm-hmm. wants us to come to him, come boldly to the throne of grace, mm-hmm. obtain grace and mercy, you know, so that we can get the help that we need from him. So first is prayer.
Praise God.
Secondly, the second strategy, I think, is just simply, you know, reading his word, studying his word. Those are just basic things that will keep at least your mind on the things of God, on God and his word and what he is requiring of us, what he desires from us. After studying the word, the next thing I would say is just simply to rest in him. You know, to when I say rest, doesn't mean just lay down and just do nothing, but it simply means that we actually put everything as we go. We work with God and put it in his hands so that we won't be so anxious and so stressful that we're not able to be effective. So I think being able to rest in God, being able to just talk to God, those are key factors in being able to live the kind of life that I think that we really want to live. They'll help us to discipline ourselves mm-hmm. because we are in constant contact with God, and he is the source of every good and perfect gift. So then we're able to get the gift stirred up because we're able to hear from God. We're able to be inspired by the Spirit of the Lord, and that inspiration will come. He wants us to have it. He desires the very best for us. He says he knows that he has plans for us to prosper, plans for us to have a hope and a future. God wants us to be successful.
Well, one thing that I want people to understand, understanding that there's purpose behind life helps you to properly interpret the experiences of your life every day, because many times a thing can happen to us, a good thing, and we think that good thing defines our life. Sometimes a bad thing can happen. We think that defines our life. But what we have to understand is that God's blueprint, God's original intent for our life is what defines our life. And all these things that we go through and that we experience, they are just dressings for what it is that God really intended for us to do. And I was thinking right now, I wanted to take time out at the time of this particular recording. Me and my wife are being prepared to go back to Washington, D.C. because my sister-in-law's husband passed, Ed Berlinski. And we wanted to take time out just to celebrate and memorialize his life. I remember when they got married, we made an announcement on the radio. And now that he's passed on, I want to say that I'm sad at his passing, but I'm really glad at the great love that my sister-in-law was able to experience with her beloved husband, who's gone on to be with the Lord right now. And I wanted to take time and ask that you would pray for her family, but also to celebrate the life of Edward Berlinski and also Lucretia. We are praying for you, and we want you to know that even this great love that you've had is just the beginning of the love that God's going to allow you to experience in the days ahead. And so God bless you, and know that we're praying for you. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Life has a purpose behind it. And we're going to take a destiny break right here. And when we come back, we're going to finish off the show and just say, you know, the life that God's given us, it has great value to everyone that we're connected with. We'll be right back. Ella, you are an entrepreneur in the state of Ohio, and I want to find out what you are doing through your entrepreneurial vision that God's given you. Tell everybody about your business, your magazine, and some of the vision activity that you're involved with.
Okay, well, you know, I've always kind of branded purpose, and that's been a center focus point in my business, Purpose Magazine. We've done for 17 years. But what we're endeavoring to do now is to go beyond just print into the Internet and into other forms of media that are so dear to the younger generation and the generations coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have through the Purpose of Life Foundation, we have a public foundation called the Purpose for Life Foundation that was founded back in 1998. And I am partnering with the Gold Medallion Foundation right now to get an Internet radio station for young people.
Wow.
We wanted to be a hub for the kingdom of God for the younger generation, and a place where they will be able to not only create their own programs, but also to as a way to communicate one with another, but in a righteous manner.
Wow.
So what we are endeavoring to do right now is to we're really seeking funds, but we're trying to get grants. We're trying to raise funds, and we're also putting together this entire package. That's what we're working on right now. So I do solicit your prayers, your contributions. You can go to purposemagazine.com. We're going to have more information on it. And you can call us at 614-418-1785 to get more information on it. We are hoping to have this up at least by, we're trying to work for the fall, in the fall of the year, that we would be able to get all of this up and running. So do keep us in your prayers. One of the other things that I'm doing, and you know I've always had some kind of a radio program, but this radio program, Purpose for Life, it's on WRFD. It's an Ohio station, but you can also get it online. I'm on every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's live, but you can get it. It's streamed online at WRFD.com. And if anyone is in the area, happen to be going through Ohio, it's 880 AM, which is the number on the dial to get 880 AM. But we're excited about that program because that program is also an extension of our communications as it relates to the kingdom of God and mobilizing people through the messages that God gives us to put out there. And we've been doing that, and we're excited about it because we know these are very challenging times for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that the Purpose for Life program will also help people to understand that they have a greater purpose than what they see before them as far as financial challenges and all this, and that they really can't overcome. This is what we're constantly putting out there to them and giving them strategies for doing so.
Wow. It's incredible the creativity that God is releasing in his ministry gifts to take his word and cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And we've got to be very creative because today that we're living in, we're having to deal with territories that have deities that people in that community actually acknowledge as their governing deities. And so we've got to be creative in bringing the word of God to people in a way that they can receive it. And we're not just interested in getting people to say a prayer. We're very interested in people switching gods. And in order for them to do that, to move from following a fallen fallen God to following the living God, our Lord Jesus Christ, they need to be able to hear the word of God delivered to them in multiple formats that's relative to them. And talk to us about how you feel the kingdom of God is being called to be relative to the generation that we are serving today.
Well, I think that it is definitely called to be relative because the thing about it is nothing in the world is working properly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to be broken, or it's in a state of recession, or something is happening that is not sufficient to supply the needs. And God says that he supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I believe that we're in a time where people, including this younger generation, wants answers. And God has the answers.
Yes,
they
yes,
want direction. And God's word has the direction. They want success. And God is success. Because when you look at it and you look at what the word of God says, he says that if you study this word day and night, then you should have good success. I believe that the messages that God has already given us, which are timeless, can be given to this generation because he says that his truth endures to all generations.
Yeah.
I believe that young people want out. They want a way to be free. They don't want to stay bound. They don't want to be continually, just over and over again with the same thing, the dynamics of the flesh, the operation of fleshly things,
mm-hmm.
the things that the world throws at them continuously, sex, and all the animalistic things that the world gives to them
mm-hmm.
does not fill the empty spaces of their heart and soul. So we have the real solution.
Mm-hmm.
We have the only solution. And I think because we have the truth, and the
mm-hmm.
truth has made us free, then we can, if we are excited about that, then that excitement and that enthusiasm that we have, that we are living in power in Jesus Christ in spite of what is going on in the world. We see people getting shot. Well, you know what? We still have power. We see
mm-hmm.
earthquakes in dire places. But guess what? We still have power.
Wow.
We see, oh, God, the financial whole financial system turned upside down. But you know what? We still have the power of God, and we still can get miracles, and we can still have signs and wonders. And God is so awesome that's what I believe that young people want to see. They
mm-hmm.
want to see that the dynamic power of God operating for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the ability to do that.
Praise God. And it's the truth. The kingdom of God is a solutions-oriented system. It's a solution-oriented kingdom, and Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and it's for a reason. He's demonstrated himself to be the solution. You know, he is the eternal solution for every generation.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Yes,
and
for every generation.
Absolutely. And so when the world system is collapsing, we can turn to the economic system of God's word and God's kingdom. You know, his system is not built on scarcity. It's built on there being more than enough. So how can you have a kingdom being built on more than enough? You got to have the source inside of your kingdom. And he is the source. God is the source. And when we learn the art of relying on him and employing his system inside of this system of this world, we will begin to find ourselves being in a place of advantage and a place of a vision and a place of purpose. And so it's been great talking with you, Ella, again about the purpose behind life. We've come to the end of the show, and I want to remind say that again.
I said so soon.
Yeah, so soon, you know. But praise God, the Lord will bless us one day. We'll be able to have you again. I want to again remind our listeners to register your young people, from the young people that are middle school to high school, for the Youthpreneur Institute. It begins June 1st to the 26th on Aurora Community College campus. Call us at 303-841-9829. That's 303-841-9829. Or visit the Youthpreneur website, which is yicenter.com. That's the letter yicenter.com, to fill out the application and have your young person be a part of a life-changing experience that would teach them how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them. God bless you. We'll see you on the next one.
You have been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Haas, a program designed to teach you Jesus' kingdom culture. For prayer and more information about the resources of Voice of Destiny to help you be, do, and have what God has designed for you, call 303-841-9829 or visit us at voiceofdestiny.org. That's 303-841-9829, or visit us online at voiceofdestiny.org.
The Youthpreneur Institute is a mission to mobilize a new generation of entrepreneurs and visionaries. Our institute offers an entrepreneur and leadership literacy program for youth 6th through 12th grade. Call today at 303-841-9829 to register your youth, or visit us online at yicenter.com. Again, that's 303-841-9829 or online at yicenter.com. The Youthpreneur Institute. We teach youth how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them. If you've enjoyed the prophetic motivational teachings of Dr. Daniel Haupt and his team of Marketplace Visionaries, and you would like to have them at your ministry or organization, simply email us at drhaupt@voiceofdestiny.org. That's DRHAUPT at voiceofdestiny.org. And remember, they that know their God shall be strong and do great and mighty exploits.